Los Cabos is often advertised as being a world away from Mexico's drug wars, like in this online ad.
Welcome to paradise. Embrace the warmth of Mexico. Escape to serenity, where enchantment, romance, and adventure collide.
But the day I arrived, the U.S. State Department issued a rare travel advisory. It warned American citizens to think twice about visiting Los Cabos and Cancun because of a massive surge in violence and homicides. The U.S. government says turf wars between criminal gangs have injured innocent bystanders in public and in broad daylight. I'm walking the water at La Palmia Beach in Los Cabos. This is one of the most popular beaches in Los Cabos. It's free to the public. The water is this amazing mixture of blue and green and purple. And right now in front of me, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 kids playing in the water. You would have no idea that just 100 feet behind me, 5 people were shot dead, execution style, just a few weeks ago in early August.
Fueron primero como unos dos. Pum, pum.
Hector Hernandez was swimming at the beach that day. He says he heard 2 gunshots, then silence, and then rapid fire. According to local news reports, a group of attackers arrived at the beach intending to target one man in a drug-related dispute. They killed him and 4 of his friends. It was the most high-profile episode of what has been an incredibly violent year in Baja California Sur, the state that includes Los Cabos. It's seen more than 230 homicides this year. That's 4 times as many as the same period last year, and 7 times as many as all of 2012. Jorge Castaneda is a journalist based in Los Cabos who covers crime.
En octubre del 2016 es cuando comienza.
October 2016 is when the violence started, when the execution started, and since then, they haven't stopped.
There was the assassination in a Walmart parking lot, and another one outside a grocery store where tourists shop. In March, a police chase ended in a gunfight inside the lobby of a fancy hotel. The most recent data showed travel to Los Cabos and Baja generally is up. TripAdvisor even named the city of San Jose del Cabo the world's top travel destination in 2016. Tourism is a $20 billion industry for Mexico. But privately, locals here worry that tourists will cancel their travel plans. Guillermo Serrate is a fisherman who takes tourists out on his boat for fishing tours. He was also at La Palmia Beach the day of the killings.
On that date, I was supposed to have reservations the next days, and then everybody canceled. Even the people from the hotel get scary.
They're scared enough that a group of businesses in Los Cabos is paying the government a reported $130,000 a month to send extra police and military to guard tourist areas. But officials here insist Los Cabos is safe. Genaro Ruiz Hernandez, the region's secretary of tourism, told me that no tourists have been injured because it's strictly a conflict between 2 warring cartels.
The drug lord known as El Chapo was captured today.
The leader of the Sinaloa cartel will now face 6 separate indictments.
That 2016 capture of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is partly responsible because it left a power vacuum.
What we're seeing now, these dramatic spikes in violence, can almost only be explained by a realignment or shifting of the ground in the underworld of organized crime in Mexico.
That's David Shirk, a Mexico security analyst and professor at the University of San Diego. Shirk says that after El Chapo was apprehended, his Sinaloa organization waned, and a new cartel known as Jalisco New Generation gained power. With El Chapo awaiting trial in the U.S., the 2 cartels are fighting for control of Mexico's heroin production, as well as influence over local authorities. That fight has fueled the rise in violence nationwide, after 4 consecutive years of the homicide rate dropping, and it's also redrawing the map of cartel territory.
Whereas back in 2010 or 11, you could really concentrate on just a handful of cities and try to bring the violence down. Now you need really a more comprehensive crime prevention and policing strategy. And that seems like a much more complex challenge for Mexican authorities.
Gang violence may also be flourishing here because of poverty. That's according to Jesus Bojorquez Luque, a sociologist in Cabo San Lucas. He gave me a tour of what he calls the true face of the city, an illegal encampment just a couple of miles from the tourist strip. Many of the houses are comprised of discarded wood and tin with jerry-rigged power lines. So we're driving through, and right now you see just...
No hay luz eléctrica formal.
So there are electrical lines everywhere, but they're not connected to the formal system. They're just sort of set up ad hoc. And there's no trash pickup or even running water. Borges Luque says these makeshift neighborhoods also exist outside other tourist towns, including Cancun.
Estas condiciones de pobreza, de marginación.
These conditions of poverty and marginalization are the perfect storm for triggering violence.
Back at Palmia Beach on a sweltering afternoon, municipal police in military gear make their rounds in pickup trucks. Many tourists here don't know about the shootings, and some who do say they aren't worried, like Debbie Neighbors of Huntington Beach, who's here with her husband.
It happens everywhere. It's just a sad thing because you think of how beautiful it is here, how tranquil it is here, and it happened. It's never going to keep us from coming. Not at all.
For KCRW, I'm Emily Green in Los Cabos.